It is really unfortunate, because what Malawians are seeing today is the first place. They don't deserve what they are seeing. For example, we are currently experiencing unprecedented fuel shortage. There's no forex. There's a extended blackout in terms of electricity that goes beyond 10 hours a day. Now, at the time when we are trying to demand answers from the authorities, there is nothing which has come out from them. At the second thought, one can think that the country is on autopilot. We don't have the leader, because leadership is clearly manifested when there are challenges. This is the time when Malawi has expected to see someone who promised servant leadership rising to the occasion, giving a clear roadmap as how he intends to solve the challenges that are facing the country.
But meanwhile, the president and members of his government have come out to explain that they need a little bit of patience. They need to correct the mistakes of the past in order for their policies to bear fruit. So why don't you just give them a little patience?
Government is a serious business. Now, the sooner the president Lazarus Chakwera accepts that fact, the better. Because from where I'm standing, is a below average performer. In fact, his poor leadership style is to blame. As they say, poor leadership equals bad economy. Malawi today is experiencing, as the area alluded to, all the signs of failed leadership, because where there is no electricity, where there is no forex, where there is no fuel, you don't expect the private sector to thrive. This.
Meanwhile, some civil society groups and even some opposition party members have said that there appears to be sabotage of infrastructure that has led to the load shedding currently experienced by a lot of Malawi.
Ever heard of a bad carpenter? The proverbial carpenter, bad carpenter, always blames his tools. This is exactly what Dr. Lazarus Chakwera is doing. This is the third year of his administration. That is, 2 years is a long period to solve all such challenges. By the way, he was ushered into government on a promise that he's going to fix the country. He knew that he was entering into a broken system, and he promised Malawians to fix it. How long is he looking for the patience? How long is he going to blame others? How long is he going to fix the country? These are the questions the president should answer. What he knows is the global trotting, jumping from one plane to another, hopping from one capital city to another capital city, when Malawians are struggling. This time around, we are going closer to the growing season in Malawi, but this government is saying nothing about the availability of forex, so much that traders should bring in the much-needed commodity fertilizer. So this is a crisis after crisis.